I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. We're learning more details about the tragic accident involving a toddler in Tallulah, where the police department there say that a 3-year-old boy accidentally shot and killed himself after finding a loaded handgun in a home. Spokesman Yvonne Lewis says emergency personnel got the call around 4 o'clock Monday afternoon.
Apparently, a little boy, 3-year-old African-American male, had found a gun inside of his home and shot himself, and he did die from the injury.
Lewis says the mother left the home for about 3 to 5 minutes to get the kid something to drink at a store nearby, and when she returned, the child had already found the gun and shot himself.
The mother had the gun under a mattress in the house, and he found it there.
Lewis says investigators did a test on the child and learned that the 3-year-old did in fact shoot himself. Lewis says that they believe this really was just a tragic accident. She says the mother lived very close to a grocery store and was gone for a short amount of time when the accident occurred. Students in Rapide Parish will be graded on a numerical scale of percentages rather than letter grades only. The Rapides Parish School Board voted unanimously to revert to the 2013-14 grading policy after hearing public comments for more than an hour at a special meeting Tuesday night. The change was implemented last week, according to an email from Executive Assistant Superintendent Arthur Joffrion Jr. Louisiana schools are still seeing a higher number of teachers retiring compared to what they saw 3 years ago. Nearly 3,000 K-12 grade teachers retired during the fiscal year that ended June 30th. Scott Richard, director of the Louisiana School Board Association, blames it on the turmoil that's ongoing in public education.
That results in many of our most valued employees deciding to hang it up and retire early in some cases.
Richard says legislation recently passed makes it more difficult for educators to achieve tenure. He said there's also been policy changes that have created a public dispute between state leaders, and it's caused anxiety among teachers.
The transition to Common Core, the uncertainty around assessments, the pay-for-performance salary schedules based on those assessments, which we still don't know what they'll be.
He says the higher-than-normal number of retirements is causing problems for school districts when it comes to finding math and special education teachers. State Fair of Louisiana President and General Manager Chris Giordano has been placed on a 2-week suspension following his arrest last week on a drug charge. Giordano was pulled over Saturday for failing to stop at a stop sign. When officers subsequently searched his vehicle, they allegedly found a small quantity of suspected marijuana. The 43-year-old was booked into the Caddo Correctional Center on a charge of possession and failure to stop and yield at signs. Bond was set at just over $1,000. It was not immediately known if he has an attorney. Giordano has led the state fair for 8 years. The KEDM weather forecast, partly sunny skies during the day today with a high near 90, mostly cloudy tonight, the low in the low 70s. Some cloud cover and 70 degrees. This is KEDM News.